Damaged cars.
And Bob's car totaled. He had a 81 Oldsmobile, totaled it out. Cost more to fix it than the car was worth. Oh, God, that was the biggest hailstones I ever saw. And there wasn't no wind with them, you know. If you got a wind with it, don't take pea-sized hail. If you got a wind, it'll cut everything off. You know.
Well, these were just dropping straight
they
down.
They were just dropping straight down. They were big.
What other kind of storms do you get? Maybe in the summertime, are there different?
Well, just thunderstorms, rainstorms. Once in a while, a cyclone, you know, not too often, but.
And in the wintertime?
Just snowstorms, blizzards.
They have different names for the types of blizzards, perhaps?
No, not that I know of. You get a bad blizzard, lasts 2 or 3 days, you know. The worst blizzards you have is in the spring. You get them wet snows and a 3 or 4 day blizzard. That's what kills a lot of livestock. You know? You don't lose them much in winter when it's cold.
Now, what does it do to the livestock that kills them?
Well, we've had some here. Hail just covers them up, you know, calves especially. Uh-huh. And they'll cattle will drift with a storm, and they'll go over a bank or something. Sheep worse than cattle, you know. One sheep goes over, well, there's 100 there, he goes over too, you know.
That's it.
Yeah, that storm we had, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago? 2 years ago, I believe it was. Hell, up in Johnson County, they lost 60,000 sheep.
Well, they just got covered.
Yeah, just covered up. You know.
Suffocated.
Yeah, and they were just some of them just sheared, you know, and lambing. It's a late storm, they can break a rancher.
Now, you mentioned that was probably a wet snow.
Yeah, real wet snow. It lasted for 3 days, you know, nights.
How many inches?
Well, the wind blew so damn hard, I wouldn't tell you, but it was deep.
I just kept maybe building up?
Yeah, it just kept building up, you know. Newborn calves laid down, well, they just covered up, you know.
Now, do they have different names for types of snow, for wet snow or dry snow?
Yeah, well, just wet snow and dry snow is all I ever heard. Your dry snow is when it's cold in the wintertime, you know.
Now, would they ever call that powder or not? Or is that just at ski resorts they call it that?
I think it's mostly ski resorts that call it, you know, powdery snow or. I don't go skiing, so.
What about, would they ever call one of those bad winter storms a blue norther?
Well, I've heard of northerners coming in, you know, but most of our bad storms comes from the northwest, you know.
So would they call that a northerner then?
Yeah, a lot of them would call it a northerner, but.
What about wind storms? Do you get wind storms in the winter, summer, spring?
Yeah, it's been windy all spring.
What about a?
You go south here now, Casper and Cheyenne, hell, the wind blows every day down there.
I learned that. At least every day I was down.
Yeah. What about Cheyenne? I don't think that I've only been there once or twice in my life. They said the wind blows every day down there.
About 30, 40 miles an hour.
I wouldn't live in the goddamn place.
What about a Chinook?
Well, you get the Chinook. That's you get them in sometimes in the winter, you know, or in the spring. It's the warm air that comes in, you know, and really melts the snow. You get the warm wind. Mm-hmm. Now, Casper down there, they kind of come up that Platte River or something. They get a lot of Chinooks that we never get. You know.
Chinook's a good thing, then.
Yeah, to get rid of some snow.
Mm-hmm. What kind of snow coverage do you usually have during most of the winter?
Well, the last 2 winters, we haven't had hardly any snow. Well, everything's went south of us. And then there was 2 winters here. We covered up Thanksgiving Day, and hell, we still had that snow in April. And we just kept getting deeper.
What about, now, would you have a